With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican of Arkansas, says former President Trump's conviction in New York is a sad day for the American judicial system, as well as for U.S. standing around the globe.
Frankly, what happened in New York is the kind of thing that America would sanction a foreign country for, interfering in an election and trying to imprison one's political opponent, something you would expect to see in the countries of Pakistan or Georgia or Brazil, not here in the United States.
Cotton says the judge in the case has previously given contributions to several Democratic causes, including the group Stop Republicans. Many are celebrating the rescue of four Israeli hostages this weekend kidnapped back in October by Hamas.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared, with Argamani detained between two men on a motorcycle as she screamed, "Don't kill me." Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Haiti's government says the country's newly selected prime minister has been hospitalized in the capital of Port-au-Prince. It's not immediately clear why Gary Conille was hospitalized last night, but it's said that he is in stable condition now and expects to make a full recovery. The Washington Post's new CEO and publisher, Will Lewis, facing questions about whether he made recent efforts to conceal his involvement in the aftermath of a British phone hacking scandal that took place 10 years ago. This is SRN News. The Iowa Attorney General's office says it will resume dispensing abortifacients to victims of sexual assault, but end the practice of reimbursing victims for abortions. Attorney General Brenna Byrd, a Republican, paused the funding while awaiting the results of a comprehensive review of services that began when she took office in 2023. Federal and state law require medical examination costs for victims of sexual assault be covered, but not abortion pills or abortions themselves. Democrats and pro-abortion advocates are criticizing Byrd's decision. June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There have also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep small children from attending them. This is SRN News. The Vermont Republican Party is prohibited from backing a candidate with a felony conviction, according to the party's own rules, but they're working to change that.
The state committee will not support or promote any candidate for elective office who is a convicted felon. Read the rules online, which govern everything from the party meetings to how delegates must vote at national conventions. This is now a bit of a problem since the presumptive Republican presidential nominee was recently convicted on 34 counts. The rule has been on the books since 2013, but by early 2022, the party appears to have amended the rules. According to the Internet Archive, the posted rules were changed by March of 2022 to allow the state committee to exempt a candidate from the rule by a majority vote. It's unclear if such a rule will affect how Vermont's GOP delegates vote at the Republican National Convention in July. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 9th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including sports commentator Dick Vitale. He's 85 years old. This is SRN News.